Blog Talk Radio.
And Devin and Blue here tonight. And they gonna talk to us a lot about love.
Hey, shawty, I'll make you feel like you're supposed to. I'll be good to you, but you got to be good to me. Hey, shawty, I'll make you feel like you're supposed to. I'll be good to you, but you got to be good to me.
Oh no, the word's out, man. She got blood taking. I can't even say we fucking no more. We love making. It ain't no need fronting. I done tossed in the towel and my girl calls me every hour on the hour. The walk first got me and a smile solidified. I had to get my brain again so I can show how to get inside. She kept my interest until my shit kept going. I love how my beat a little funky in the morning singing.
Hey, Charlie, I'll make you feel like you're supposed to. I'll be good to you, but you got to be good to me. Hey, shawty, I'll make you feel like you're supposed to. I'll be good to you, but you got to be good to me.
Let's keep it short and sweet, Lord knows I wanna get you, but I still love the streets and I got some trust issues. So before we tie the knot and start talking about kids, we communicate and separate with certain kids. And I'm a hard ass nigga with the final soft spot. And I love to talk fast and skip the small talk. And I ain't trying to tell you neither, you a nigga, the true diva. And the reason why all my new cars are two-seat as hell.
I'll make you feel like you're supposed to. I'll be good to you, but you got to be good to me. Hey, shawty, I'll make you feel like you're supposed to. I'll be good to you, but you got to be good to me. Hey, shawty.
Now things kind of changed since I met you at that party. I've been dating you a while. Your friends have been hating you a while, but I'll stay right by your side. It might be a bumpy ride. Just be good to me, I'll be good to you. I know you might be tired of what niggas done put you through. I've been hurt too, and I don't want to do that again. As long as you're not hateful but faithful, you got a friend. As long as you want me to be there, I got you. If honey, then I'll be there to fuck the shit out of you and hold it like you want to be held. I'm going to be real with your heart. Ain't trying to tear the shit apart. Starting right now, you can remove all doubts. I'm going to do the best I can, win or lose, all out. I'm going, I'm showing how good it could be. Sharing your love with you just to be good to me.
Hey, shawty, I'll make you feel like you're supposed to. I'll be good to you, but you got to be good to me. Hey, shawty.
Hey, welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. Y'all are in the studio with me live, y'all. That was I-20 and Devin the Dude. And before we get into what we normally get into and how we kick this thing off, man, I'm going to be bringing y'all artists and songs that some of y'all may have never heard of. If y'all have never heard of I-20, he was originally with Luda, Disturbing the Peace. Like, if you listen to all Luda's early albums, you know who that voice is. He did a lot of the ad libs. He was on almost every Luda track. If you listen to the skits, he was on there. Like, I-20 was truly a part of what made Luda who Luda was in his early days. But he had an album I just don't think got the credit that it deserves and that it was due. I mean, that song right there just really solidifies that album. And I'm going to give y'all a couple of other songs off that album as we go throughout tonight, because I just want y'all to get just a little vibe for how I was feeling this week, because this week has been quite interesting. You know, we as a collective, we as a family, we as a team, you know, we make good decisions, we make bad decisions, but one of the things that I have been pushing and I have been preaching, y'all need to go ahead and share this link tonight, because y'all going to want people to hear this show tonight. So go ahead and share. There's a lot that we're going to get to. But I want to start with telling you guys, in 2022, if you don't do anything else in this year, do me one favor. Walk into the room with whoever you have something that you deal with. And this is what I want you to say to them this year. I love you, and I hope that you love me. Start with that first. So look, so turn to the person. If you're sitting next to your partner, or if you're not, I'm going to give you about a 30-second pause here to go get in front of wherever they are. Go find your partner, or go find your children, go find your parent, go find somebody that means the absolute most to you. And I want you to go stand in front of them, and I want you to do this with me. And if you don't want to do it now and you want to hear it and you want to go back and listen to the replay on Spotify later and do that with us, you can. Okay? As soon as this show ends, we transcribe it. Within an hour, it's on Spotify. So if you want to get this in the morning and do this on your way going to school, on your way going to work, whatever makes this work for you, do it. 30 seconds should be about up now. Okay? This is what I want you to do. I want you to go stand in front of that person, and I want you to say, first off, I love you, and I hope that you love me. But to be clear in the message that you're about to convey, because this is your 2022 message, okay? I'm asking you to hold me accountable in my goals as I'm willing to help hold you accountable in yours. Because, see, here's what I need y'all to realize, and this is something that I started noticing over the break as I was separating and as I was getting myself in this position to go into what's my new phase in life in retirement, which is true motivational coaching full-time, as well as running my business and philanthropy. And the biggest thing that I've noticed in the groups of people who keep wanting to attach themselves to me is the lack of fundamental accountability over their own life. See, you can't expect other people to lift you to a level that you want to go to if you can't be accountable for yourself first. And sometimes, in order for us to get comfortable with having accountability over ourselves, we have to find somebody else to help hold us accountable. Sometimes that may be our children. Sometimes that may be our spouse. Sometimes that may be our business partner. Sometimes that may be our life coach. Sometimes that may be our pastor. Sometimes that may be somebody on the usher board, the deacon board, whatever it is that you believe in. There's somebody there that can hold you accountable. And all I'm saying is, as we go forward in the community, as we go forward as who we are, why can't we pick someone and say, you know what, that is who I want to help hold me accountable? Because, see, here's what I started noticing, right? All the people who look at me and say that that's my mentor. See, some of y'all right now, y'all don't understand. Some people are sitting there with their chest out or their head held high because right now their mentor is giving them a lesson that they've already accomplished, which was accountability, right? See, let me show y'all what accountability allows you not to do. See, lack of accountability allows you to not accomplish your goal. Lack of accountability allows you to not do what it is you need to do for your family. Lack of accountability makes you falter in taking care of your bills. Lack of accountability is what happens when the supervisor calls out and there's an interim supervisor and y'all lose y'all mind. Lack of accountability is when everybody leaves the house, you don't clean up and do the chores because you feel like you got all day, and then you rush and try to do it in the last 30 to 45 minutes before everybody come home. Lack of accountability is when you have all day to yourself to get everything that you want to get accomplished, and then when you get done at the end of the day and the sun goes down and you look back over the day and you realize that you got nothing accomplished, and then you say it was the children's fault, or it was the job's fault, or it was I had to go smoke a cigarette, or I had to go smoke some weed, or my friend needed me to go do. But see, that's what lack of accountability does. But see, when you have people in your life who hold you accountable, see, they wake up in the morning and they text you, hey, good morning, love. Good morning, sweetheart. Don't forget that you have to do. Don't forget. They leave you a note on the dresser. They pack you a lunch and they put on the note box, you know, go ahead and crush that interview. See, your accountability partners are the ones that you need to have the greatest relationship with, because, see, sometimes your spouse forget that you got that big interview in the morning. See, sometimes your best friend forget that you got that job interview in the morning. See, sometimes your children forget that you still got to get up and you got to go to college, and then you got to go to work, and then you got to pick them up, and then you still got to go to college, and then you still going to try to run that business. So, see, sometimes everybody else forgets what you got going on. But, see, it's that accountability partner that shows up, person who wants to be in your life, who wants to see you succeed, who believes in the reason that you're going to succeed is because it's you, and there's no other reason in life that you succeed other than the fact that it's just you. Those are the people that you need to get a little bit closer to. Those are the people that you need to focus on. Because just like with our black history is world history. See, the reason why sometimes you have to focus on your goal is because somebody else just might do something that's going to help you get to where you get to. See, everybody talks about being the new Black Wall Street. But see, what people miss was the significant portion of Black Wall Street that everybody forgot about. And it was how it started. See, everybody wants to get to the end, but nobody looks at what it takes to start, because just because you get to the finish line doesn't mean that you got there greatly. See, when you look at some of these kids who are now 18, 20, 21, 22, 25, 30 years old now, see, when you look at some of them, how their parents got there, if they told the story, some of them have to hold their heads down. See, if you have to truly do a documentary about how you got there, can you tell the entire story? Can you go from zero to your year that you are living now? And can the whole biography be written, or do you need to take out some years? See, are you afraid to talk about some years? Is there some parts of your life that you are afraid to come full circle with? See, it's easy for us to tackle what everybody else has done wrong. It is easy for us to tout about how great somebody else is. It is easy for us to laugh at our peers. But are we willing to sacrifice? Are we willing to believe that it may not just be about us sometimes? See, the reason why I picked this album tonight, and I told y'all, there's going to be a couple of songs off this album. We're going to do Black History is World History after we come out of this commercial break. It is brought to you by Secure by GoldenGuardians.com. If you are a nurse, if you are a security officer, you can go there. You can look at what we do. We are also a training school. And there's a lot of things that you can get if you go to that website. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. And I picked this album because I knew how I wanted to open this show, and I knew the importance. But sometimes when you think about what you've gone through and you think about what someone else is going through, you may not understand how bad it is, how bad it could be, or how bad it might be. But one of the most important things that you need to understand that there is a Keisha in everybody's neighborhood.
Being one, a young girl in a typical hood. No daddy, just a mama doing typically good. She go to school every day with hopes of being a teacher. She reminds us how to put some hope to teach in that teacher. Unfortunately, my mama do lines. Sister's not tough. My uncle always try to rape her and her brother's not tough. The other kids that make her fun of her whenever she dressed. Her life reading because she's not for welfare check. She's only 12 and got a nigga and she call him a man. He 19, she wants a way out and he got him a plan. And she swears she in love and her life reflects. He thought mention and convince to her that they should have sex. You are the family that she got, so she feels that it's worth it. Have a kid raising together, and their life will be perfect. Unrealistic dreams of ghetto girls crying in fact. How the fuck are you supposed to live in situations like that?
Keisha, take it slow. Don't let
she 14 and a damn thing changed. Her mama passed last year, but she was shit in the vein. She still fucking with the same dude. He's back on the block. Doing one day, he got some day. He pulled out and got shot. He left Keisha with two kids and a burger for kids. She couldn't pay the bill for nothing. Now they out of their place. She go a whole year homeless and she find her a man. But he didn't talk to her when argue when he spoke with his hands. Now Keisha feels she need him, never been by herself. There wasn't no one there to tell her that he threatened for help. Finally, she gets the nerve to leave that nigga alone. Not before he get a prick and throw her out of his home. Keisha had the baby by herself to deal with the pain. The only way she thought of numbing it was shipping the cane. Now she's selling shit for money just to get it to drugs. The only way to earn a living is to strip out the club. Damn. She at the club stripping 6 days a week. She can't complain about a chain and the shit paying sweet. The county came and took her kids right up out of her hand. Nowadays she send the girls to give a fuck about a man. Soon as they got how I was calming down and saw what she was. Even with a car and certain kids and all that she loved. She tried to get them back but county saying now she's a fiend. She ain't fit to be a mother and she'll never be queen. She tried 5 more times but she never could win. And all the people she was hanging with was never her friends. So one day she got a pack and she broke on her thoughts to everybody that I ever heard it wasn't my fault. All I wanted was a family, but no one would bother. For my kids to be together with their mother and father. They were the last words you were supposed to slip over it. How the fuck you gonna live in situations like this?
Such a shit feels like there is no one there. All she was looking for was a
back, guys. Listen, I played that song intentionally. I don't want you guys to feel like I wanted to bring down the mood, and it's not about bringing down the mood, because I want to do Black History, World History, and I want you to understand the importance of why I did that. Production manager, go ahead and share this all over our platforms. I'm getting ready to read this because I need you to understand the importance of roles that Black men and women have shared together. See, there's no pioneering in the Black community if we don't pioneer together. So listen to Black History, World History today. We're going to get back into what we was dealing with Keisha here. Pioneer surgeon Dr. Daniel Hale Williams is the founder of Provident Hospital in Chicago, Illinois. At the same time, he founded Provident Hospital School of Nursing because Emma Reynolds, a black woman, had been denied admission to every nursing school in Chicago. See, we could be celebrating simply just the fact that he started two businesses. We can celebrate that. But see, here's what people often forget is when you're doing something, there is generally somebody standing right beside you getting ridiculed. There's somebody right beside you not getting their due worth. There's somebody that you're looking at that is missing out on opportunities simply because, not because they're not smart enough, not because they're not gifted enough, not because they're not intelligent enough, but there is something that is standing in their way that is them, and they did nothing to do, have nothing to do with it. And guys, most of the time when you're black, being black is just enough to not get an opportunity. But more importantly, not just being black is not enough. Being a black woman oftentimes is even more difficult. And I say that because I want you to look across the landscape right now, across America. And the number one fight in America is still black voting rights and abortion for women. You can talk about LGBTQ. You can talk about QAnon. You can talk about whatever, but still, the same fight for the 60s that we talked about, everybody just did this MLK and blah, 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 and we patronized the greatness of MLK, and we're still fighting for black voting rights in America. In the same cities, in the same states that we were fighting for in the 60s, but yet we scream equal. Voting should just be birthright voting. Why do we need 17,000 arbitrary rules to how a person can go to the ballot and vote? If you were born here, you should just be able to vote here. I don't even understand the Felony Act when it comes to voting. If you were born here, you should just be able to vote here. That's just my opinion. Any type of representation without true voter participation is a fraud of democracy, and it is a fraud of its people. But yet and still, time and time again, I see all types of things happening. Here's the craziest part about how Florida did it. Florida didn't just come outright and say that it was going to do an abortion bill. Let me tell you what Florida decided to do, since Florida wants to tout out that its governor is getting ready to run for presidency. Now, you can't even run a state, because let me tell you just how underhanded and how conniving the Republican Party is. They didn't do a Republican abortion bill, no, since they were so I'm against it, and I don't want to do it. They took a tobacco legislation. Let me tell you how underhanded it is. Thank goodness for Senator Shivers, a nice black senator who decided to go in and just do some research and do some due diligence on these bills that was running across the Republican desk. And do you know where the abortion bill is tied up? It's tied up in a tobacco legislation. What in the Sam hell does tobacco got to do with abortion? If you want to be technical about it, if you cared so much about abortion, you would abolish tobacco on earth, because there is nothing good coming from tobacco other than money and cash capitalism. But I digress, because if we get into that, then we get off the fact that we need to still focus on this abortion law. Because, sirs and ma'ams, let me tell you this, because I had an argument with a young lady earlier in the end and earlier part of this year, and it wasn't so much an argument because it was one-sided. And the statement was, there's nothing that a man can tell a woman about having a child. And I disagree with that person, because there's a lot that a woman can tell a man, that a man can tell a woman about having a child. But let me tell you something that I fundamentally agree with. I also feel that it is a woman's right to choose. Not just by herself, but with the help of her family, with the help of her spiritual advisor, with the help of her doctors, with the help of her medical team. Whatever that looks like. But what I do not believe is that legislation should be the focal point of whether a woman cannot have an abortion. Because if you're going to tell a woman that she can only have that child, then let's go after the people who have children based off of incest. Let's truly go after the people based off of rape. Because there's no reason that you should tell me that 12, 13, and 14-year-old girls should be having children with grown-ass men. There's no reason. So if we're going to say that we're going to ensure that every life is precious, let's also make sure that we put all forms of punitive punishment against those who endanger the lives, who put those at risk, who should be able to freely get abortions. Because if you're going to put it in there, then add amendments that truly, and when I say truly, I mean wholeheartedly, attack the issue. Don't attack a piece of the issue. Don't attack a portion of the issue. Don't attack just a little bit of it that makes you feel a little bit better about yourself. Because what I cannot and what I will not tolerate is a wholehearted coward. If we're going to go after people, if we're going to say that we're going to get this thing right, if we're going to say that we're going to do the thing that we're going to do in life to make sure that we protect our people, then we must protect our people. You can't protect people faking and emulating like you're protecting people. Protecting people is easy. It's putting rules in place. It's putting fundamental things in place that will wholeheartedly and accurately take care of our people, will take care of our children, and it will take care of our future endeavors yet to come. But there is no way on God's green earth that you can tell me that with everything that we have going on today, with every issue and every plight that we truly have today, you can't tell me forcing people to have children who are not adequately capable, mentally capable, and financially capable of raising children. There's no way on God's green earth that you can tell me that we should force those people to have children. We'll be back after this quick commercial break.
Love King forever.
It's from Mabel when I'm proud, loving. It's from Mabel kissing me and touching. Signature is popping.
All I need is your naked body in the bitch like womb. A bucket of ice cubes in a ceiling fan. All I want is your loving. All I need is your loving. Rules are locked at the candle. Edges are none right now, but the wick ain't lit. There's no truth, there's no sticky way you feel like that shit. When you're in your knees with the crazy arch, you can get your best shot. But trust that old bad part. Oh yeah, oh yeah. 50 shades of gray. Let them all begin. Oh, off the innocent. So how do you think you had it? I'ma give you that feeling. That's why. Feel so good, I wanna go home. Wanna love time. Oh, when your body's calling, let me be your go-to guy. Let me be your dancing high. We show you how good to fly. Like when we're into the spring, baby, they love to achieve it. Give me my girlfriend. You can be my wintertime thing. Get to be a man about it. Make a wintertime. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Make a kiss and make my temperatures rising. Oh, your temperature's rising. All I need is your naked body in the pitch-black room. A bucket of ice cubes in the ceiling fan. All I want is your all I need is your body in my bed is in. My body's way back. Oh, I love the way that you come over. We can push when the front door back. Come close, get a shower. So long like a time lag. If you have to stay for the hour, I won't come up for air. I won't feel you come. Till you feel paralyzed. I feel your legs go numb. You'll probably climb the wall. Hanging off the chandelier. You call me king of love. Let me make this crystal clear for me. We go in the time. This is me. Kiss me. The same as me. I'm positive. All I need is your naked body in the pitch-black room. A bucket of ice cubes in the ceiling fan. All I want is your body. All I need is your body. Whenever, wherever, baby.
Your body's on fire. Listen, y'all, I hate to even do this commercial after Raheem, because, like, y'all don't understand, man. Like, I am... As a man, I'm probably that dude's biggest fan, like, but you have to understand, like, this dude has put out so much music, and for him to have put out as many albums as he has, and out of 9 albums that, like, I've ranked of his, I feel like only one would be, like, at the end. Like, I can argue justification of 6 through, like, 8. And then, like, 1 through 3, I can justify the top 3. And then, like, 4, 5, 6, I can justify, like, I can justify each range of his albums. And it's quality music. I saw a post, and it was talking about, I felt like we replaced love in R&B for the word bitch. And it's like, I agree with that, because it's like my generation, and don't get me wrong, Sometimes, fellas, ladies, if you listen to this right now with your kids, kind of tell them to walk out the room and just give me like 2 minutes to say what I'm going to say, because I need to say this real quick. Sometimes you do got to grab her by her throat or her ponytail, push her face in the pillow, and do some really disrespectful things to her. Sometimes she need that. Sometimes she's giving you that type of energy because that's what she wants. Requires needs and desires. But, guys, we also have to be cognitive and also understanding that we still, that is our lady, that is a woman, that is a mother, that is a sister, that is a daughter at the end of the day. There is nothing wrong with doing what you do, but still remember, man, those are women. All right. So this next segment that is going to be brought to you by Luxuria Fantasy Creations, I do want you to know that we also, and I said this earlier to a friend, and I just need people to understand that this is true. This is one of my true favorite things to do. Yes, we do etiquette classes and different things and rope classes and pole classes, and we sponsor a lot of different things. But one thing that I do believe in helping people celebrate is divorce parties. So if you need to throw a divorce and you need to really turn up, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, but you need to really turn up and you want to have some good time, call me. Hit me up. Me and my team will get together. We'll book it out. And just so y'all know, we do provide security. So if you need security because this is going to get real disrespectful to the person that you got a divorce for, let us know, because we will also help you with that. Because sometimes you need to say, fuck that motherfucker, and move on, okay? That's probably the realest commercial I've done on this podcast in a long time. I needed that. That felt good. Thank you, Luxuria. Glad y'all sponsored that one. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do what day it is. Let's get into it. If you guys want to call into the show, the number is 563-999-3090. Again, that number is 563-999-3090. If you would like to ask Big Bap a question, please chime in. There's no dumb question on this show. If you're looking for advice, you need a little counseling, you need a little help, you need to understand a little something, please reach out to us. Also, if you're following us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, our information is out there on how to follow us, how to different information. This show is completely privately ran and owned. So if you would like to sponsor, donate, become an advertisement sponsor, any type of things that you would like to contribute to what we do accept that. If you would like to cash app that, you can cash app to Big Bap and Friends 19. You can also cash app that to Luxuria, LuxuriaFC1. Those are our two cash apps. You can Zelle it. Just reach out to us through social media. We'll give you the Zelle information. And as well, if you email djsroundtable19@gmail.com, we can send you an invoice or whatever, and we can also send you a donation or a contribution letter so you can get your tax write-offs at the end of the year. We highly appreciate any contributions, donations that you give to us. Now, let's get into one of our favorite parts of the show, and that is what day it is. Getting back to the tradition of this show, we're going to give you the last couple of days. The production manager is going to throw it up on the walls of all of the different platforms that we have. But let's go ahead and read right along. And so we have what day it is. What day it is on January the 21st. Woo. I didn't know this was a thing, but okay, so they have Hydraulic Acid Day. Like, I don't really know how you celebrate that day and what you do with that day, but I told y'all, they be making up some stuff. Like, I can't really tell you what to do with that one. That's not on me. You got to talk to them. The next one we have is Granola Bar Day. I haven't made granola bar in a while, but I think next week I might do that. I might sit down and no, because that might be too hard. Ooh, I can do the soft true granola. I'm going to do soft true granola. Me and Elizabeth is going to make some soft true granola. Well, honey, yeah, that's what we're going to do. Me and Elizabeth next week. We got that. Also, the 21st was Hugging Day. Some of y'all don't like hugs, so I'm going to just leave Hugging Day alone. Some of y'all almost flinch when somebody try to put their arms up towards y'all, so some of y'all just can't even participate. Like, some of y'all would box a person if they even tried to hug y'all. So for those of y'all who don't participate in Hugging Day, I understand y'all. For everybody else that like to hug and cuddle and do all that good stuff, y'all hug away. I appreciate y'all. Happy Huggins Day, y'all. And then we have Squirrel Appreciation Day on the 21st. Apparently people in Florida don't appreciate them, because every time I see them, they getting hit by something. So I'm going to need y'all to do a little bit better appreciating squirrels in January, okay? The 22nd of January was Blonde Brownie Day. I don't know about blonde brownies, but I did make some uppity brownies this week. Shout out to Uppity Edibles. We had two different kinds. We had double chocolate, and then we had caramel with nuts, and they was oh so delicious. I enjoyed those on the beach. You know, I'm doing my beach challenge, and those was really good on the beach with my little, you know, bottle of water that I was drinking with it, because, you know, you get a little parchment when they real good and strong like. The 22nd was also Celebration of Life Day. I don't even want to kind of look that one up. I'm kind of scared what they're going to give, because then right behind that they have Sanctity of Life Day. See, that's a lot of some stuff saying life. All those things kind of sound like they're talking about either almost dying or people who were supposed to die or could have died. See, we good there. Let's just life. Let's just celebrate life, period. Like, we'll need all the extra stuff. Let's just celebrate it. Pom-poms, hooray. Like, y'all be doing too much with life. Because, see, then y'all come right behind it on the same day and do fruitcake toss day. First of all, ma'am, fruitcakes, y'all, I thought y'all made those around Christmas time. Why in the fuck is y'all throwing out fruitcake almost a month later? Like, literally, we are 3 days away from it being a whole 30 days later. Ma'am, no, sir, no wonder. Don't nobody want that shit, and y'all be trying to bring it to the office to pass it out to y'all other employees because y'all done made that nasty-ass shit. Nobody want that bullshit. Oh, see, y'all done got me in my feelings talking about fruitcake. That you know what, see, God going to get me because y'all got me in here talking about fruitcake and stuff. All right, guys, we got two more days. We got on January the 23rd, we have 2 days off of that. We have National Handwriting Day. Do kids even know how to write anymore? Like, I know that. Like, do they write? Like, do they get the big fat pencil and the papers with the dotted lines? And the kids got a trick. Do they even do that anymore? I don't know. I'm going to make Elizabeth do that. She's going to be mad as fuck at me. Her little hand's going to be so sore. But she's going to learn how to write. Because I don't think these kids, do these kids write? Like, somebody, production manager, put that on our wall. Question. Do your kids still know how to hand write with a pencil or a pen? And, I mean, print and or cursive. I know they probably don't even know cursive. So we just going, can they still print right? Because I know y'all kids don't do cursive. Matter of fact, if your kid is in high school right now and still write cursive, inbox me, text the show, hit me on anything, and just tell, because I want to know. Because I almost guarantee you kids coming out of high school now are not required to write on paper, because we're going paperless anyway. So I don't even think kids are even required to know how to handwrite. Somebody let me know that, because everything is a digital signature now. So I want to know. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with birthdays right after this. Matter of fact, the person singing this song, his birthday was this week as well. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I go to wild crazy about you. Love you from your ankles up. And almost everything I told you, I said it just so I could. But now that I've got you, baby, seems like we've had so much fun. But when I really think about it, there's something that you still ain't done. The only thing you need is just for me, girl. It's you and what your name is, that's
or three, it don't matter when. I only want you for my special friend. And there's some things I want to do to you. Girl, you know you want to do it too.
Birthday to Nokia. We're going to get to the other birthdays real quick. As I'm listening to this song, and I'm sitting here thinking, because you know, this is my wheelhouse music right here. Drew Hill arguably is one of my favorite groups of all time. But when I thought about why a lot of people don't like Drew Hill, is the reason why most people my age don't like Drew Hill over Jodeci is they was fucking the Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys. They couldn't fuck to this. They didn't know how to slow down and let her gyrate her hips a little bit and get into a nice, y'all hear that ticking that was in the background? See, they didn't know how to tick, so they didn't understand the rhythm that was going on in that song. They were so busy listening to that 808 bang that if they couldn't do the 808 bang, they couldn't, y'all missed it. That's okay. I'm sorry. Y'all used to fucking Lil Baby and them now, so hey, it's different. Every generation is different. I ain't gonna talk about no other body generation because, you know, they might not like ours. So we gonna get into birthdays. So, you know, of course, let's go ahead and get into birthdays. On the 21st. We have Jam Master Jay's birthday was on the 21st. We have Hakeem Olajuwon's birthday was on the 21st. Billy Ocean's holiday birthday was on the 21st. Eric Holder's birthday was on the 21st. Tweet's birthday was on the 21st. Slim's birthday was on the 21st. And Nokio's birthday was on the 21st. Did the whole R&B section of hip-hop just be born on the 21st of January? Like, shit. Like, damn. Can y'all Can y'all save another, like, the 21st? Can y'all give somebody else on R&B a day a chance? Like, shit. Let's go into the 22nd. Let's see. We have DJ Jazzy Jeff's birthday was, wow, I spelled his name wrong, so I, y'all forgive me, DJ. I gave you two S's instead of two F's. I apologize. Afeni Shakur, her birthday was on the 22nd. Shout out to Tupac's mom if y'all don't know who that is. Salento, I think I said that right. I don't know because I don't know that nigga, so you lucky I said your name in the first place. Sam's Cook birthday was on the 22nd. And then the 23rd, which is today, we have JT Barrett and Mr. Mark Nelson. These other two people, Bob Moss, I know that person. Drea Michelle, I don't know who she is. Like, I really tried to look her up and get some information about her, and I read it. But, like, you ever start reading about somebody, and then you be like, like you ever started reading something, and it turned into white noise? Like, she had a very quite extensive, like, bio, because, like, I've read some other people's, like, birthday stuff, and I'm like, who are they? And then you read it, and it's like, well, damn, that was, like, the shortest. Why are they famous? Like, nigga, you ain't got nothing on here. Like, no, she had, like, a long bio under her name, but then as I'm reading it, like, I read, like, the first line of who she was, and even though they extensively wrote about who she was, like, maybe, like, to this generation she's famous, but, like, it did nothing for me. Like, it was a lot of words on paper. Like, and sometimes, like, when you're, like, let me do this real quick and do, because I was talking to somebody earlier today, because, you know, being a business owner, being someone who has helped people get jobs, who've helped write resumes and cover letters and CVs and bios and different things just to help people go after certain jobs and positions that they've wanted in life. One of the things that I tell people is less is better. Take some of that dumb shit the fuck out y'all paperwork. Like, some, like, listen, when I'm reading some of that stuff y'all got in there, as I'm reading, I'm like, yeah, I don't even want to hire this person. Like, if they don't understand, that's just, bro, we know you know the job. Like, what are your other talent traits and attributes? Because, like, we might want to move you up. That might be a stepping stone position for you. But if it looked like you trying to be the chief engineer in a paperclips, like, I don't know if I really want you. Like, I need paperclips to be where you want to get in the door. Because here's what. When I first got hired at the VA, I'm going to tell you guys a short story real quick. We have a few minutes before we go into the next commercial break, and we take a little time to talk about some stuff at the top of the hour. But got hired at the VA. I need you guys to understand something. I left the job that I had prior to coming to the United States. I left that job. I was getting married, coming home with the intention of getting married. And I had no intentions on actually ever working again. Like, I just need you to understand that. When I was coming to Florida in 2010, I was retiring then. At that time, getting ready to get married, me and the wife at that time had two businesses legally in her name. They were already up and operating, or they were operational, but, you know, whatever. But when all of that crumbled, I went and got a job. And so the craziest part was I knew what was on my resume. And so I walked in the door without ever taking a resume to the VA. I went to the VA, and I went to the HR area, and I went to go ask about any job opening. And so without anyone knowing any of my credentials, without anyone ever having a conversation with me, the guy sitting behind the desk, tall black guy, about 6'9", he says to me, if you want to get into the VA, the best two jobs for you to come in the VA in would be to come in either through janitorial services or environmental services is what they call it, or come in through the kitchen. And I said, well, let me not go the kitchen route, because if I put everything that I'm qualified to do the kitchen route, then I'm going to offend some people. So let me go a route I never went before. So I get in through the environmental service. I hold that job down for 90 days. On that, matter of fact, the VA standard is you have to hold a position for 90 days before, if you're a veteran, before you can apply for another position to move up. You have to finish 90 days worth of probation time. So I said, cool. The 89th day, I got a promotion to go from environmental to go to the kitchen. I knew I was going to get that promotion. I mean, come on, bro. My background, we ain't even going to talk about what my food service background was. But I get the position and whatever. So after doing that for about, I'd say about 4 months, maybe 5 months, I realized I was getting burnt out in that. And so now it was time for me to go get a real position within the VA, because I knew at this point my marriage was over, and like I knew that wasn't going anywhere. So now it was time for me to really put my sights on where I saw myself going. So I said, let me at least go get into the administrative field. So I did. So I went to go get in the administrative field, and I went and got an admin's clerk position. So I was running. Matter of fact, I was first day I was working in mental health. Matter of fact, mental health started in around Christmas time. Everybody goes on vacation. It's me and one other girl who was moonlighting from another clinic running mental health during the holiday season when mental health patients are at their worst, okay? And I came in dressed in, you know, sharp. Every day I came to work, working at the VA, I was sharp every day I came in there. And so I never forget the lady. Her name was June Bridges Cox. She walked over to me and she says, what position are you going for? And I said, I don't understand the question. She said, what position are you going for? I said, I'm not going for a position. She says, well, every day, she says, I teach dressing for success. And every day you come in here and you come dress ready to go, you come dressed ready to do what it is that you're supposed to do and whatever, whatever. And I said, ma'am, I said, I'm not dressing for any job in here. I said, because if I'm dressing for the job that I would want in this building, I said, I don't see it opening up anytime soon, and you guys probably won't give it to me, because the position that I would be going for would be the director of the hospital.
Basically, I came to bring the pain hardcore from the brain. Let's go inside my astral brain. Find out my mental, based on instrumentals. Records, so I can write monumentals. Records, I'm not the king, but niggas a sea cap. I stick them both the cream. Check it, just how deep can shit get. Deep into your fists and rubbish, snap this, accept it. In your cross color, close your cross over. Think I totally crossed out and crisscrossed. Who the boss, niggas get tossed to the side. And I'm the north side of the board. Of course, it's a method. Man from the Wu-Tang Clan, I'll be hanging and coming for the hefty. Protect me, fuck me, some tears in the bucket. Niggas on the run, busting at me, fuck, now bust it. Style, I just fuck, wow, left the man on some shit. pulling naked styles and sex. Same crazy, driving Miss Daisy out of fucking mind. Now I got mine to play.
It's the real son, it's the really real son. Let me know it's real son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son. Loaded up to kill one, one, two, still son. If it's really real. When I look, I look to the yo, here we go. I listen to some Japanese, I always wonder, when I was even a boy. Now you listen to me, na-na-na-na. And they come and celebrate. Many did not come from just me.
Brother wanna hang with the memory, the rope. The only way you hang is bother that nigga won't walk. Come into your brother, take it as a threat. Better yet, it's a problem. Coming from a back, want some old vegan office. Nigga, you can bet your bottom dollar, hey, I'm off. And it's gonna get even worse with the guard. It's the wall coming through, nigga, nigga, so they gone. Moving on your left, I'm warm, it's a mess. Give me representation, call my name in your chest. You can come test with your lies and no contest. Son, I'm bigger than when that old Wild West. Quick on the door with my hands on the floor. Son, see your mother with the fucking vibes and law. Second, cause I think not when it's hip-hop, like proper. Run me the pool while I'm drinking 90 proof. I'm a rocker. No OJ, no straw. When they give it to me, they give it to me raw. I burn. And when you drink, have a loose drink, can't burn. I'm thinking my death there's a burn. I don't need a chemical blow to pull a hole. All I need is chemical pack to pay the rough. Is it real son? Is it really real son? Let me know it's real son. Is it really real? Something I can feel, son. Put it up to kill one. When it rolls real son, is it really real? I'm fucking.
Guys, we are back. We are back. One of the things that I want to get into real quick is Masquerade Ball. We will be having our Masquerade Ball this year. Right now, our focus is sponsorship and advertising right now. The tickets are already on sale. If you go on Eventbrite, the actual tickets for the Masquerade Ball for Saturday is already on sale. We will be adding more things for Friday and Thursday, as it is a 3-day event, but the tickets for the Masquerade Ball are on sale. The theme for this year's Masquerade Ball is Black Panther. So if you haven't seen Black Panther before, if for some reason you've been under a rock and you've never seen anything dealing with Black Panther, I would recommend that you go see it at least. If you got Disney Plus, you can just open the app. If you, you know, I think it's on a few other platforms. I don't know where it's at now. But, I mean, if you haven't seen it at this point and you're a Marvel fan, you're kind of weird to me. That's me. Because, I mean, there are some DC people out there, and I'm not mad at DC people. I don't understand, like we were just watching something, I think it's called Naomi on CW, because I think that's where the DC universe really gets their, like, most of their shows at. But I'm watching it, and, like, I don't get it, like, somebody explain it to me. Like, and don't get me wrong, this is no shot at DC, Marvel, anybody. Like, I didn't get it. So if you are a fan of that series and you understand where it's coming from, man, get in my DM, explain it to me, and don't yell at me either, because, boy, some of y'all anime and Marvel and superhero and comic book people, y'all can be mean and disheartening and just unrelenting. Stop. I just didn't get it. Explain it to me. Maybe I'll understand it and I might like it. But that pilot episode was rough. I mean, it was like having sex with a girl who just won't get wet. Like, she just, the more you touch her, the drier she get. That's how that pilot episode was. It was rough. With the F. Rough. A lot of rust. So, yeah, explain it to me, man, because I like trying to check out some new stuff, man, like, because, like, I'm stuck on a bunch of old TV shows, like, I mean, old shows. And so I'm trying to watch some new things. I'm going to be going back to the movies in the new year, so I'll be hitting up my movie and giving you guys, like, my top movie pick of the week and stuff like that. But, whew, Naomi, y'all, ooh. That was rough. That was a hard one. Like I'm not mad at the creators. I think it's going to be a good show. I think there's a lot of potential that could be done with that show. But yeah, we're good. So, but Masquerade Ball, again, like I said, we're looking for advertisement and sponsorship for that. That will be in September. So we're well ahead of the planning stages of that. That will be at Boca at the Loft. That venue's already paid for. I think we have 200 tickets max for that event. So like I said, it is already on sale, and that's just general admission. We'll be adding some VIP tickets and other things to that list as we add other things to that weekend or that day, that night, whatever. So as things get added, you'll see the change reflecting in the tickets and what we've now added to the ticket. So if you just want a basic general admission ticket, they are already on sale now. Probably be changing the ticket price to that probably by the spring. So just know within the next few months there'll be a change to the ticket pricing for Masquerade Ball. If you have any questions for that, again, you can reach out to me. You can hit up DJ's Roundtable for any of that. One of the changes I need you guys to know that we have made, I'm doing a lot of public service announcements right quick. I just want to get these things out the way so we can go through the year and you guys know our format and some of the things that we made changes to. Due to management, I guess you have to say it like that because, you know, you do work for people a little bit. If you have not either been a visitor of the show or your product hasn't paid for advertising sponsor or you're not a guest of the show or we don't highlight you as a show, we can't advertise or market your product just simply because of advertising rights and promotions and things of that nature. So please, as we syndicate and as we grow and as we build this brand for you, please don't get offended and say, oh, you're not talking about my stuff. I thought you was my friend, blah, 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 whatever that looks like. I understand this is now a syndicated show, so we have to do what the people who pay for the sponsorships and the advertisements say so. So if you want to participate with that, please email djsroundtable19@gmail.com. Get an advertisement or a sponsorship package and get it out there. We will be more than happy to advertise you. We will be more than happy to give you the publicity that you deserve, that you desire, that you crave. But you have to understand, maybe there are people who paid the bills, and if they say what it is what it is. So that is what it is. On that, I cannot express to you any more earnest than that. If you want to be promoted, you can do one of two ways. You can come on and you can be interviewed on the show, and we can plug your products and your stuff when you come on the show, or you can invite us out. You can send us in stuff. And we can do unveilings and we can do different things with your products. We will be adding video this year, and we'll be doing three documentaries. We'll be starting this year, so those three documentaries will be produced by the Roundtable Family Production in conjunction with the Photo Bomb, our videography department, and our still photography department will be getting together, and they will be working on three documentaries that we will be putting together this year. So if you want to participate or would like some more information about what those three documentaries are, how you can or can help, we'll be putting that information out later in the year. I haven't done this in a while. It's been a long time, guys, since just being in the free market, being able to participate in the free market. And one of the things that I want to share with you guys, please understand, participating in the free market does not mean that because you are a boss that you're not looking to work with people, that you're not looking for strategic partners. You guys, come on. If y'all didn't, if nobody didn't teach y'all anything in school, I need you guys to truly, truly, truly get around people who understand what's truly going on in the business community. Like, stop just looking at people and wanting what they have and go and ascertain knowledge. You cannot. I don't care how great you think you are. You cannot go any further than the knowledge and capabilities that you have. And if you believe that you are the absolute smartest person in the room, then you need to leave that room and you need to go walk into another. You cannot be the best at everything. And if you are the best, there's nothing wrong with believing that you are the best. Because every day I get up and I believe that I am the best. But when I meet someone who can teach me something, when I meet someone who's willing to teach me something, one of the greatest skills that I have is that I believe, and I mean wholeheartedly believe, in having a conversation with someone else. Over the next decade, guys, we this generation, right now, our generation, adults, 18 to whatever, now, it is our job, responsibility, to push our community in the direction that we want to see it go. We can't wait for someone else to do it. If you're waiting for someone else to do something right now, you're the problem. As an adult, if your mindset is someone else is going to, you're the problem. If when someone says something, you respond back with, "Ooh, I don't know how that's going to work itself out," you're the problem. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to do a segment called "Black People Are Dope." There's a young man that I want to highlight, and we're going to make sure that we get his information out there because there's some things that you just have to celebrate in life. All right, guys. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Motherfuckers wanna act loco, hit it with numerous shots at the po-po. Back one of them po-po, smoking like Coco. Fuck rap, coke by the bolo. Fuck that, on the run by gun high, when I close. Let pose, move some got clothes. Like a bullshit clock with a full clip. Motherfuckers better duck when the fool spit. One shot can make a nigga do a full flip. See the nigga lick a shot when the fool hit. I hate my high you, no niggas wanna buy you. see me, I wanna fuck for free. Like I got that 6-5 and you feel it. How you feel it? You're beside you, the KYJ. All night, you're the bottom, beside you, tell me side to side. You can see the kick, you can fuck with me. You think you can fuck with me? Check it out, girl, to the scene. You think you can fuck with me? Check it out, girl, to the scene. You think you can fuck with me? Check it out, girl, to the scene. You think you can fuck with me? Check it out, bitch, drink to the motherfucker. Condo and up, but kind of been at the same place with the rhymes been bending. So what I do is fast sex. And then I went stroke. See, I was flowing on my last set. Rapping quiet like I'm last in the tech. Never jammed though, never get high, never run out of ammo. Niggas thinking this shit cause I changed your bitch. You know your favorite red, I know what age you're thinking. Now you're acting raw, but you never had war. No, not a cat of your hoe, on the back of your hoe. Now she's mad at me cause your majesty just happened to be your pen. What a tragedy. She won up the end cause I'm fucking friends. She gave me one more chance and I'm pissed her again. I'm in the pen and she busted it. Up the shit, there's a scratch. Shut the door, bitch, come on in. Got a vendetta, even though I've been better. Left him in the cold with a pin sweater. Rap niggas who throw negative votes back. Nigga do two with me, I do four back. Hold that, let the blue jack. Wiggle for big tactic, go hack. They ain't had the legs flat. Motherfuckers wanna test that, stress that. And right where you stress that, where you rest that. I suggest that niggas invest in the best. When I come through with the glass, yeah, black. Your nigga step back. I'm the best at that. You know I know I'm finished with this. Me and my niggas, we finished with shit. I take it to the finish with this. The originator, none greater. Jazz don't finish the shit. Better learn jazz, don't relax that. Ever heard of me? Worldwide originator, say words with me. The popular niggas holler certainly. I burn a nigga like a third street. You just got so right, nigga, I'm my life. My nigga rolling with rigorous, bigger than body, bigger than me. My nigga, see you fly by night, stop serving me. Heavyweight, night words with me. All the time, I'm just fucking ain't nobody heard of me. What? Try to make your life serve me. What the fuck, out of BS? Look at BS on the road, but you had to be a fan in the BS. He's an info, dad, with a C and N. Forever touching my work is beginning and ending. Nigga, new staff, no staff, my staff, high staff. Come on, swag a nigga, tryna take the gun home. He's old, rich, don't make tough.
Guys, let me find this story real quick, man, because I definitely want to read this story, man. This story is amazing. I mean, when I tell you black people are dope, man, I love when I get to do stories, especially about our young people. This story was amazing. I'm going to share it to our production manager just so she can put it on our page. It is Tennessee, the volunteer state. It's starting an apprenticeship to address its teacher shortage, but what it's doing is it's using Austin Peay University students, and one of the guys who's pioneering this new apprenticeship is Malachi Johnson. I went to school with his mom, and we went to high school together. They're still in the Tennessee area, and there was a write-up that was done. It was on Fox News locally in the area, and they did a complete write-up and story of it. And I just wanted to share it because when we talk about black people being dope, we have to talk about our children. We have to talk about our community. We have to talk about those that we know that's being an impact. And one of the things that I'm telling you that we're going to, when you look at May, the first week in May is Teacher Appreciation Week, and I also believe Nurses Appreciation or Nurses Week is in that area as well. That is one of the biggest areas of need in our community, is taking care of our children and our elderly. And when you have young people who not only are getting involved in the community at an early age, but are working with not only their schools, but their legislative branch, they're working with their government, they're working with their judicial system, and they're coming up with ways as young people to be impactful in the community. That is what we mean by black people are dope. I don't care if you're 17, 21, 6, 2, 5. If you know a person that is doing something dope, bring us that story. Those are the people that we want to talk about. We want to talk about the people in our community who are making a change. We want to talk about our kids who are getting scholarships and going to school. We want to talk about our kids who are becoming doctors, police officers, aeronautical students, who are applying for NASA programs, who are learning how to become farmers and getting into agriculture. And because it's more than just being a football player, a basketball player, or a rapper. And we have children who are doing amazing things. So Malachi, April, my good friend, her firstborn, congratulations for being an impactful student in your community. And I wish you and your family nothing but success. I've known them since 1994. I've known this family. And when I tell you, I wish them nothing but success, because even through everything that they've gone through, ups, downs, hardships, like all other American families and families around the world, they've persevered because they fought. Not because they gave up, not because they quit, not because it was too much, not because it was unbearable, but because they fought. And one of the greatest things about being us is being resilient, having the wherewithal to get up, to understand it's if I don't have all the answers. It's okay to not understand every single thing. If you want to be great, get up and try. And if you fail, that doesn't mean you sit there and you cry and you pout and you whine. That's what toddlers do. Brush ourselves off, and we stand up, and we go again. And we go again. Because eventually, you get better. Malachi is probably an example of doing it again. Because I know his mom is definitely a product of doing it again. I know we failed on some tasks together. That didn't make her any better than me. That didn't make me any better than her. We persevere to get better because we want the best of each other. If you got somebody in your life and they don't want the best for you, you better get with them, get away from them, because they don't believe that you are dope. Anybody who believes that you are dope as a person will encourage you, and they'll do more than encourage you. They will stand beside you. They'll hold your hand. They'll pay your way. They will do whatever it is to get you in a better situation. Anybody not willing to help you get in a better situation, they don't recognize your dopeness, and they are okay with you being stuck in the situation that you are currently stuck in. And I don't know what you're currently stuck in, but I can tell you right now, I don't want you to be stuck. I don't want you to feel like you can't go on. So
So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we will close out our show. I had a couple of other songs I was going to play, but I think I want to play this one. I'm gonna skip that one since we only got two songs left to go. And because we was in a great vibe place. This is one of my favorite songs when I was in high school. Was I in high school when this song came out? I think I might have been. I don't even know the year this song came out. Let me see. What year did this song come out? '94. Yep, I had just gotten to high school. I was just going into high school when this song came out. This is one of my favorite songs by this group. They had a lot of other great songs, but this is one of my personal favorites off of this album. So we will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Oh,
Ooh, boy, they be trying to act like black women didn't have a strong voice, boy. They've been saying what they needed to say to us for quite some time, so I don't want nobody to say that I said that women didn't have no voice. Women have always had a voice, and I'm a believer in giving women their voice. But I got to say this, and I have been waiting for this to come in the mail. Like, y'all don't understand. I finally got the one letter that I had been waiting for. This was the one letter that would secure me being able to officially retire. And when I went through this situation initially, dealing with this particular situation and its final phases, some very, very important friends of mine was in my life at that time. Actually, all of them just about was at my wedding when I got married. The only one that wasn't there was my dear friend, Dr. Carter. She was dealing with family emergencies at that time, and I would never, never, ever, ever ask a friend to not go be with their family in their time of need. Anybody who would do that is selfish. But as I was going through one of the most tumultuous time periods of my life, just great friends, Renee, Dr. Carter, Montanique, Anthony Gregory, Crystal, Nate, Deidre. I'm probably going to leave some names out. Charlene, couple of friends out of Houston, Texas. As I was going through this particular journey, those very particular people really stood out for me because it was dealing with going through child support. And I don't think some women understand, and I want to say this. I don't think some women understand the frustration that men of my generation had wanting to be good fathers, but having those opportunities from us to have to play the calling the police and going to court games. But the one thing that we ensured that regardless of whether the court was going to enforce it or not is that we put money in to help take care of our children. Whether you say that number is great or whether you say that number is minute, what you don't understand is that was being taken with or without our permission. Because it's what needs to be done and to be provided for our children. So this week I got my letter that said that not only, even though my first son's case had already been closed 4 years ago, but I got my letter that said not only my first son, but my second son, my child support cases was that with the state of Kentucky, is completely resolved. I owe nothing to the state, and they have been emancipated as due the state's recollection and knowledge. And I'm happy about that because I want to be the one to say it. I wanted to be on air. I wanted to be on record. And I want my children and I want my boys to understand this. Both of you are adults. My door is open. Your mother has my number. Your grandparents have my number. My email address is still the same. Everything that's on your original court documents that's public record to either one of my boys, you can go get it. You can call me. I'm here. The relationship is desired. It's wanted. It's needed. It's necessary because men should be an impact factor in their children's lives. Women, stop making it about the money. If your focus is money, you're destroying your children. They need the relationship
way more than they need the money. The money helps, and the money does make it easier. But I promise you, the lifetime impact of having a positive, healthy, and nurturing relationship with the other parent for the child's sake is the most critical, and it is the best thing for the child. However, there are some cases, and there are absolutely sometimes that you got to say, fuck that nigga, and I am for that as well. All right? All right, guys, so y'all know it is my time to do what I like to call my word of the day. And so I'm going to give you guys what I like to call a positive word of the day. And I know we've already had several. We talked about accountability. We've talked about a few other things. But I'm going to close it out with still dream. And a lot of people always talk about, oh, you know, you can't dream. You got to have goals, and you got to have a plan, and you got to have a this, and you got to have a that. And all of that is absolutely true. All of that's true. I can't tell you that you can reach where you're trying to be in life without those other things. But what they didn't tell you in that is, you still have to dream it first. You have to envision it. The reason why they call CEOs who start their own business the dreamers of the framework of the business that they envision is because their mind is the one who encapsulated it, and they broke it down, and they did this, and they grew it, and they worked it out, and they dreamed it bigger than it could even possibly be. But they dreamed it first. And then as they dreamed it, they extrapolated that plan, and they put life to that plan, and they breathed life into it. It's no different than any other thing. And you treat it like a baby, and you hold it, and you nurture it, and you let it walk, and you let it ride a bike, and you, that's life. And you do this over and over and over and over and over again. There's no one perfect way to get to wherever it is that you're trying to get to. I had a song that I was going to close this out with, but I'm going to go back with the song that I originally had to close it out. What you're going to do in life and who you're going to be in life, it's going to absolutely sample sometimes. My wife will tell you all the time, if you listen to what I'm telling you today, based on today, you'll never understand the vision of the plan that I have over my life. But if I tell you the plan for tomorrow, you'll look at me and you'll say that it's unobtainable. You'll tell me it's unbelievable, and you'll laugh at me in my face. I often tell people, those that laugh at me are the very ones that came back and said, what you said to me sounded crazy, but I believe you now. So sometimes it may sound crazy.
Yeah. You know, this life, man, this life we live, man, it can be wild. It can take the best out of you. You can make the worst out of you. Some of the things you had to do, some of the things you wanted to do, you know, just to get to where we are, where we're trying to be. I realize that most of y'all, it all.
A12 sometimes he crime and they good. I brought new definition to the term childhood. I had two older sisters and one that was younger. Okay. Ramen noodles and some spam was the way I stopped. Hunger got jumped up to school. I was pray for a brother. No, we didn't have much, but we did have each other. My idol was a bitches running yard, but she was joking. I think it really was, bitches that was always running over. But you we got evicted, and my father chose to split it. So the school I chose to quit it, and the game I chose to live it. But the mic was always calling. I knew it was my purpose, but with a child defeated, make it all for you to focus. So I broke into the hustle, couldn't pick a worse time. When I spit my first line, teams did their first line. No, I didn't want to fall, I was in the writing dog. So I know that all of y'all are popping. What we do is what we try, what we try to buy. The only way we can survive, profit. The only way we know to live, profit. The only way we can survive, profit. What we try to help the kids, it's about our kids. The only way we know to live. Cause no one tried to lift a finger, left it once to pull a trigger. Through the graces of our God, I never had to kill a nigga. We saw a girl up a jammer, shooting dice with the shots on. Looking out for parents, we were sneaking about the back door. The movie is a fat boy, life out in Decatur. I was writing every day, trying to make it out Decatur. Not the city, but the ending. If you wanna know the secret, the ghetto's everywhere. Cause in your mind is where you keep it. Where you from and where you going, if you wanna go far. It don't matter where you live and where you think it, where you are. We started making simple, never say it's self-show. You can say that nigga hope the same way you sell them dope. I ain't really into preaching. If it's two or three of reaching, shit, I feel like it was worth it. Now I'm a poor reason. Don't ever get it twisted like I'm full of contradiction. Cause the point you niggas listen is, what we do is what we try to get by. The only way we can survive, probably. The only way we know to live, probably. The only thing we can survive, probably. What we trying to do with kids, to provide our kids. The only thing we know to live, probably. And now my grandma's in my ear for me to work and not to serve. Meanwhile, back at the crib, my girl is working on my nerves. So I'm staying on the ground, but I'm hoping I can shine. Then my uncle's on the floor. Now I'm praying I can rhyme. I didn't want to be a stack, but the bills began to stack. So I'm dead to the world, and I'm living in a trap. I never wanted sympathy, I just need a chance to be. Everything I've ever trained, the only thing I'm missing. So I put away the pills and started working on my skills. And this